Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning. Hope your Tuesday is off to a great start, the last day of April. I'm Kim St. Ange filling in for Mark while he's enjoying a lovely vacation, hopefully, in Italy. He'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yet still texting us.
texting me at like 1 a.m. with story ideas.
He can't
help himself. That is Mark Cox, folks. He is just loves news, loves being part of this radio station. He is just always immersed in it. The guy can't get away from it, even when he's halfway across the world. In the meantime, Scott Jagow filling in. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Carl over and over playing It's Going to Be May. It's going to be me, really, but we say it's going to be May. Well, if you haven't heard it yet, you have like 10 more opportunities to hear it before the show is over this morning.
7 minutes.
Yes. Okay, so the big story we're hearing now is that, of course, in addition to all these crazy protests on college campuses, we're hearing that President Trump could be making some short remarks before going into court in New York. That resumes today. They were not in court yesterday. If that's the case, we're hearing it could be at about 8:15 or so, give or take. So if that's the case, we're going to carry that live. Again, we're waiting to see what happens as he goes back into the court. What we do know is that the banker who supposedly helped Michael Cohen with the facilitating of that $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, he's back on the witness stand today. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that throughout the day. But back to this whole situation with college campuses. I mean, watching what's unfolded overnight while you were all sleeping at Columbia University, where people, and I say people intentionally because I don't even know if they're students. By all accounts, they could be random people from across the country who have flown in just for this cause, a cause they probably don't even realize what it is. And they're using hatchets and hammers to bust into one of the buildings. It's Hamilton Hall, which is where the office of the dean is located. Very curious what's going to happen next, because now this is physical. This is happening, like I said, at so many college campuses, including WashU over the weekend. Now, nothing as far as that to that level happened, but right. There were about 100 arrests.
There were 100 arrests, 23 of them students, 4 faculty members, and 6 other faculty members have also, all those people have been banned from campus, and 6 others, or 7 others actually, because I'm not including Megan Green. She's one of them too. She was there, not arrested, but now she's been banned from campus. So, it was, the tension mounted when police arrived, and, you know, the administrator, or the chancellor rather, says, you know, we didn't want this to happen like it has on other campuses.
Well,
we were trying to
Megan,
prevent it.
You talked to Megan Green after this whole thing went down. What did she tell you?
Well, she told me she thought that it was a peaceful protest before police got there. That was her viewpoint of it, and that she thought it was a use of excessive force, and that she hadn't seen anything like it in all her time going to protests.
Well, we're talking to the Green Party presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein, at 8:35 this morning. She was there. She was among the 100 or so people arrested. We're going to talk to her about, from her viewpoint, what happened, why was she even there?
Yeah, that's
so
a
again,
good question.
I have a lot of questions for her. So again, that's coming up at 8:35 right now. Let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The most that I can ask of our community is that we honor and respect them for all the work that they've done for our city to be safer.
That's the Charlotte, North Carolina mayor emotional there, talking about the situation that happened in North Carolina yesterday. Four law enforcement officers killed, another four injured when they were serving a warrant.
So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti.
You remember Jamal Bowman? Jamal Bowman was the congressman who pulled the fire alarm to delay a vote. He's now saying he fully supports resettling Gaza refugees here in the United States.
We're talking about a president who understands what it feels like to sit around your kitchen table and have to make difficult decisions. We get that. He gets that.
Does it add emphasis as she's banging on the podium there, Karine Jean-Pierre? Does anyone feel that way? That he's a sympathetic president, that he understands how difficult it is? I'll wait.
If you have a really challenging dog, there are countless organizations to rehome them to somebody who loves the dog enough.
It might be
I want justice for Cricket. This is, it's terrible.
Okay, we have to talk about this situation with Kristi Noem. She is the South Dakota governor. She's been rumored to be on the short list as a possible VP pick for Trump. I kind of question that, to be honest. But what everyone's talking about today is in her book, it's called No Going Back, it's a memoir. She writes about how years ago she made the decision to shoot and kill her 14-month-old dog, Cricket. That's the dog's name. And understandably, people are like, what in the heck? Why would you just shoot the dog? Why would you not try to rehome it or send it to a trainer who could see if you could deal with some of the aggressive behavior? Because she came out and she said, this is part of her statement, she says, South Dakota law states the dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down, because she claimed that the dog had eaten chickens or something. Given that Cricket had shown aggressive behavior toward people biting them, I decided what I did. And she feels like it should be respected that she made a tough but difficult, but she feels like correct decision.
Yeah, I think most people would disagree with that. Although the justice for Cricket line is a little too much for me. I think the statute of limitations has passed on that. What do you think?
What is the statute of limitations for that?
I'm pretty sure it's not 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, this is sad, okay? I am a dog lover. I don't have a dog, but obviously I don't think people should be going and shooting their dogs. I wish, with this being more or less a puppy, just over a year, I wish she would have taken the dog somewhere and seen if it could be rehabilitated. However, I know on farms it is different. And if that dog is showing aggressive behavior, biting people, attacking people, I would support putting that dog down. I do find it interesting that so many people are so up in arms about this, like the people on The View. And those are the same people who are fine with an abortion up until birth, like full-term abortion. They're completely fine with it. Like, they're more upset at the thought of a puppy dying than a precious baby dying.
Well, this is an easy target for those people. Easy target. Talking about puppies. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You shoot a puppy, that's what you're going to get.
I mean,
you're going to get backlash.
Even Ron DeSantis was supposedly sharing a picture on social media of him and his dog. And, of course, the Biden administration jumped in on it and showed a picture of their dog, which, by the way, has bitten how many people now? Commander? Like 15? Why is that dog still at the White House? Seriously.
It's a good question.
That dog could arguably be justified in being put down. I'm not saying that that's what happened, should happen, but I'm just making that comment. I mean, that's a serious problem. Somebody tweeted at me, and it's the Babylon Bee, and if you're not familiar with that, it's satire, okay? And they put, now offering puppy abortions. I would go as far as to say that people would be more upset at the idea of a puppy abortion than they are about a human abortion. Seriously. That's where we've gone.
That could be true.
Again, I'm not condoning what she did. I think it's weird. I think it's even weirder that she felt it necessary to write about it in the book. Like, did you think that was going to go over well? No.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the rationale. Maybe
no.
She thought it would make her look tough. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get it. So just take the dog somewhere and see if you can get it trained. All right, coming up after the break, we're talking to the organizer for the Midwest March for Life. That is happening tomorrow. Of course, that's very timely with the deadline coming up for them trying to get enough signatures to get abortion on the ballot to be enshrined in the Missouri Constitution. We'll talk with her after the break. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We just got word Donald Trump is speaking live right now before he heads into the courtroom for his New York case. Let's break in right now and take a listen.
And so that one looks like it's going asunder. A brilliant judge saw some facts, and I haven't read what was revealed yet. It just came out. But the document hoax is indeed, it is indeed a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including the civil cases. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by Democrat judges and prosecutors that were put there specifically. They hate Trump. And the people are getting it. That's why we just came out. A new Emerson poll just was released about 2 minutes ago. And I'm leading by a lot in every swing state and leading in the general election. And you saw the CNN poll. I'm sure they aren't too happy with it, but the CNN poll was fantastic. So we're here. This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings. I hear I'm not even allowed to say advice of counsel. This is a new one to me, advice of counsel. When you have a lawyer and the lawyer does something or advises you on something, you say advice of counsel. He said you're not allowed to say that. And so you'll all figure it out. But I think the public has figured it out because the poll numbers are the highest they've ever been. And I appreciate you treated me, actually, I thought, quite fairly, at least the people here, which is a lot of people. And I appreciate that. The Biden protests that are going on are horrible. It's all caused by him, because he doesn't know how to speak. He can't put two sentences together. He's got to get out and make a statement, because the colleges are being overrun in this country. The anti-Semitism, all of the problems going on, they're being overrun. I've never seen anything like it. He said he ran because of Charlottesville. Well, if the people that know Charlottesville when you extend the statement, it's a big hoax what they say was said, and they understand that. And Charlottesville is peanuts compared to what you're looking at now. This whole country is up in arms, breaking into colleges, knocking the hell out of Columbia University. I mean, they took over. I know the building very well. They took over a building. That is a big deal. And I wonder if what's going to happen to them will be anything comparable to what happened to J6. Because they're doing a lot of destruction, a lot of damages, a lot of people getting hurt very badly. I wonder if that's going to be the same kind of treatment they gave J6. Let's see how that all works out. I think I can give you the answer right now. And that's why people have lost faith in our court system. So the Biden protests are a disaster, and he hasn't even made a statement, because he's not capable of making a statement. I'm still waiting for him to debate. He said on the very lowly rated Howard Stern show, he said very strongly, I want to debate. Well, we haven't seen it. But we would love to debate any time, and I think it's a good time to have a debate, even though it's early. But 6 months is pretty close. November 5th is going to go down as the most important day in the history of our country, because we're going to turn our country around. Our country's going to hell. It's going to hell. It's very sad to see. But November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. So I'm going to go into this trial. I'm going to sit in a freezing cold ice box for 8 hours, 9 hours or so. They took me off the campaign trail.
All right, you're hearing there Donald Trump wrapping up some short remarks as he heads into the courthouse for criminal trial in New York right now. Of course, him calling it a hoax, him referencing the debate that Biden claimed he would do with him, and him referencing the polls, CNN polls, that show him clearly winning. So we'll keep a close eye on what happens in court today. But in the meantime, I want to get to our guest. This is Kathy Fork. She is the organizer for the Midwest March for Life. There's a wonderful opportunity tomorrow. Mark your calendars tomorrow. Make some plans to go to Jefferson City and gather with some other pro-lifers. Kathy, thanks for being on the show with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. It's an honor to be with you. And we're expecting anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000, 5,000 people. So if you want to be with people with like-minded ideas, come to Jefferson City tomorrow, with events beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning, lasting all the way up until 2:30 in the afternoon. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's what's great. You have so many opportunities. So if someone can't make it in the morning, they can catch up later and take part in the rally.
Right. We have over 35 life-affirming exhibits that will be open all through the day. There will be a live performance by Claire Huntley on the steps of the Capitol. This is a young, marvelous woman. She's 16, and she has actually performed in Branson in New York City. At 9:15, we will start with an opening prayer from Bishop Edward Rice and a Pledge of Allegiance. And then at 9:30, the rally starts on the South Lawn Capitol steps. Everything happens right on the Capitol grounds. And at 10:40, there'll be a presentation of some team play awards to the Pro-Life School of the Year, which is Immaculate Conception of Jefferson City, and the Champion for Life Award. I'm sure many of your listeners know Brian and Marisa Westbrook. And then the march begins, and it will be led by the Helias Drum Corps. And they did an amazing job last year. We just had to have them back. So when people finish the approximately 1 mile march through the streets of Jefferson City, the streets are all closed, and so people just march right down the street, they can come back for a fundraiser lunch of grilled hot dogs presented by the Knights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. People are emailing me, are they going to have those hot dogs again? Yes, they are.
Yep.
And at the rally, I wanted to mention some of the speakers. Reagan Barklage, the National Field Director for Students for Life of America. Brandi Meeks, President of Vitae. Ivy Allman, Brand Ambassador of Support After Abortion. Gabriel Cobb from St. Louis. He's a Tri-21 triathlete and motivational speaker. He actually spoke at the UN. Megan Mastro, a pro-life activist from Arizona. And Bridget Van Meen, CEO, Vision Leader of Thrive Nation. Stephanie Bell, Spokeswoman of Missouri Stands. Nate Robertson, Vice President of Sidewalk Advocates for Life. And, of course, Melissa Oden and Susan Klein, Executive Director, Missouri Right to Life. And at the end, we will have Dr. Wes Fowler to close up the rally. He's the Executive Director of the Missouri Baptist Convention. And so when the people come back, they get their lunch, and then they can go to a book signing by Melissa Oden, And Claire will be also performing again on the Capitol steps. The youth rally will begin at around 12 o'clock, 12:15. Nate Robertson is going to emcee that, and Levi Hart with Thrive Nation. He has such a wonderful story. He will be sharing that at the youth rally. And Chuck and Linda Raymond of St. Louis, they will also be presenting there with Silent No More and Project Joseph.
So many reasons to hopefully clear your schedule for even part of the day tomorrow and make your way to Jefferson City to support this amazing cause. Kathy, thank you so much for giving us some time today. If you want more information, you can go to MidwestMarchForLife.com. Kathy, thank you again.
Thank you, Kim.
We'll be back with Bye-bye. Dr. Jill Stein.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the
Welcome back. I'm Kim St. Anjan for Mark. Those were protesters you just heard at UT Austin protesting in favor of Palestine, what's happening across the country at campuses, including at Washington University, where about 100 people were arrested over the weekend, including Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential candidate. And this morning we have Dr. Stein on the phone with us. So I want to welcome you into the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Tell me why you were here, because I know you're not from St. Louis. Why were you here at WashU over the weekend?
We're here. My campaign is here to assist in our petition drive here so that the people of Missouri have another choice on the ballot. Americans are craving additional choices besides the same two political parties and the two candidates that people have had quite enough of. And so we're here helping to boost our petition drive.
How did you end up at WashU's campus on Saturday?
We had just done an event at the public library just a couple blocks away. And one of the students at WashU asked us afterwards, would we come down to show support for the students? And we said, yes, of course, because the students are putting their lives on the line for really basic American values to support and to assert our rights to free speech, our rights to protest, and our dismay at the policy of the U.S. supporting this genocide and an apartheid state. And, you know, the concern, the distress at the genocide is widespread. This is the majority American opinion right now. It's also what the International Court of Justice has ruled. So the students are basically standing up for a shared value and an immediate concern about, you know, where our tax dollars are going.
What about the genocide on October 7th in Israel?
Well, it doesn't meet the definition of genocide, for one thing. Yes, of course.
The mass killing.
The war crime. Yes, the mass killing and the war crimes. I personally condemn all targeting of civilians, no matter what. But remember, October 7th didn't come out of nowhere. You know, October 7th was the product of 75 years of ethnic cleansing and, you know, similar, in fact, much greater events of violence. So if you're going to justify, you know, one event of violence by what came for it, you know, and you certainly can't do that. You can't justify the the slaughter going on right now of women and children, 35,000 people at least, 15,000 children. If you try to justify that based on the horrors of October 7th, well, then you got to justify the horrors of October 7th with the even greater horror that preceded it in 75 years. So in my view, that one horror doesn't justify another. This whole thing has to end. We need some adults in the room to say this, you know, this violence is over. You know, in the words of Gandhi, if we practice this kind of retribution, you know, an eye for an eye until we're all blind, you know, we can't do this. We got to stop. We need to comply with international law and human rights. So, you know, the U.S. should end its blank check for these horrific human rights violations and what has been deemed a presumptive genocide by the International Court of Justice. We need to stop it. The president can do that in the same way that Ronald Reagan did back in the 1980s when he simply picked up the phone and talked to, or I should say he told the president of Israel at the time in an assertive voice with the power of the U.S., which has all the power in this situation, that this is over. The bombing stops and removes your troops from the occupied territory. At that point, it was into Lebanon, but it's the same principle. Our president has basically passed the baton as commander-in-chief. Our president has passed that baton to Bibi Netanyahu, of all people, who has no accountability to the American public. And Biden and the Congress, actually, have given Netanyahu a blank check to do what he wants, no prior clearance required. You know, the recent bombing of the Iranian embassy in Syria was an extreme act of provocation. This is one of the worst violations of international law, generally not done even in wartime. So Israel's trying to drag us into a wider war in the Middle East. The U.S. has had enough of that, and the people of America have had enough of that.
I think
that's essentially what the students are standing up for.
I think you and I could agree to disagree on that, on a lot of things you touched on, but one of them being free speech. You said that's what drew you to WashU's campus to take part in that protest. But at what point has it gone too far? At what point has it gone too far when you're saying, and I say you, but I mean the protesters you're among that you're backing up, death to Israel, and they're holding up things in support of ISIS, the terrorist group, and students, Jewish students, don't even feel safe going to class. A Jewish UCLA student this morning, I believe, was blocked from entering campus.
So let me say, you know, as a Jewish person myself, I haven't witnessed any of that, haven't seen a bit of that. Jewish students are actually leading the charge to stand up for our high ethical morals here in the U.S. So I've not seen a touch of it. We know of some examples, for example, in Northeastern University, where it was shut down and police were brought in because someone had yelled something like, kill all the Jews. Well, it later was shown on video that that was actually an instigating comment, not comment, that was an instigating shout coming from the counter-protesters on the Israeli side. So you have to sort out where this is coming from. And still, these are words. These are words. People should, you know, think carefully about their words. But words are not a reason to shut down free speech. And where this becomes violent is when the riot police get brought in and they are creating the riot. These are extremely peaceful, respectful, in my experience, events where there is challenging dialogue that happens. But it's like during the civil rights movement in this country. When I grew up, there was a very difficult conversation that had to be held around the emerging civil rights movement. And that's similar now. A lot of Jews, like myself, who've been raised in the tradition of Zionism, have really good cause now to reexamine that Zionism based on its history and its practice of ethnic cleansing, essentially land seizure, and just incredible human rights abuse in an apartheid state. So having ethno-nationalist states is not a good thing. And right now, you know, we have a very serious, you know, violation of all the human rights on the books that's being practiced by the Israeli government.
What are your thoughts of some people on Columbia University's campus overnight using a hatchet and hammer to break the windows of Hamilton Hall, where the dean's office is located, and barricading themselves inside?
I'd say that that's unfortunate. However, it's really unfortunate that we are doing that on a much greater scale right now to innocent women and children, you know, 15,000 children who've been essentially tortured and murdered, an entire population. I'm a medical doctor, in this situation where you are denying people food and water and shelter and basic sanitation, you know, you've got 800 people to one toilet, and Israel continues to block, not only to, you know, missile strike and bomb them, they are about to conduct a an invasion of Rafah, where there are over a million people densely concentrated. You know, we are looking at lives imperiled like we've never seen before. We are on a death watch. That's my feeling as a medical doctor. Every hour that these people are surviving is nothing less than miraculous. We're looking at a death watch for 2 million people right now. And I greatly respect these students who are really putting everything on the line to stand up for just basic morality and human values here. The conduct of this war and the genocide, which is being funded by our tax dollars, is an absolute outrage.
Well, I absolutely support freedom of speech. That's something I'm very passionate about. But like I said earlier, I think you and I are just going to have to, at this point, agree to disagree. So Dr. Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate, I really appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thank you so much. Good to talk with you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. There you go. Interesting perspective there. I could not disagree more on just about every single thing that came out of her mouth. But I at least respect the fact that she came on and had that little debate with us.
The main thing I had at the beginning was she said it's not a technical definition of genocide. Yes, it is. In fact, The Atlantic has an opinion piece out right this morning that says charge Palestine with genocide too. And she was, you know, defending it, talking about 75 years of history. Well, I mean, she's Jewish. Let's go back in history. We know what has happened to the Jewish people, so I don't understand where she's coming from on this. I'll be honest.
I think that's the only way people like her are trying to defend it and getting past what happened in Israel back on October 7th is they're trying to get it off with a technicality by saying, well, it wasn't a genocide. It doesn't meet that qualification, which you've now just clarified. Yes, it absolutely does. Or they're trying to say, oh, no, that claim of them burning babies alive. And I'm sorry to be graphic, but let me just be graphic to emphasize this point of what happened. Do not ever justify that. Get out of here with this occupation. So many of these people are not educated on what's gone on over all of these years with Hamas and Palestine and this whole two-state solution that they have been offered multiple times, and they were the ones who shot it down time and again.
The history of Israel and Palestine is extremely complicated. People are trying to make it simple. It's not simple. It's very complicated. And I think, you know, as these students are saying, I wish I was more educated. Well, get educated, you know, before you're running your mouth and using hammers. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just frustrating.
Let's have people out there protesting death to women. And let's see how people like Jill Stein feel about that. If women would feel safe, or they might have a problem with that free speech and want somebody to actually take action. I mean, come on. It's hard to listen to somebody with those views who, in my opinion, they're just so delusional. With all due respect, that's the only word I can use to describe it. Okay, coming up after the break, I mentioned that Disney World story that's just bizarre. Who Disney World cast as the evil queen? Just stay with us. You're going to want to hear the story. We'll be back. Well, Trump has been in court for about 15, 20 minutes max. And as soon as he walked in, the judge said he found him in contempt of court. Fined him $9,000 for violating 9 gag orders. So that's $1,000 apiece. That was within the first 20 minutes of court today. Had the day off yesterday, and that's how this is starting. I mean, this is about to be interesting. I'd say about to. It's already been interesting, but my gosh.
Yeah, he probably has that in his wallet, though.
Oh, he probably does. Here you go. Let me pay it right now. I mean, this is just wild. And supposedly the White House is now making some sort of a statement on what happened at Columbia University, where I mentioned they were using hatchets and hammers breaking into Hamilton Hall, where the dean's office is. So Brian Kilmeade, Annie Fry, Mark Reardon, of course, they're going to be covering all of this today as it's going on, because this is just crazy, a crazy world we live in. I want to get back to that story that I mentioned before the break, and that was Walt Disney World. I mean, just stop. They've already done some ridiculous woke things. Now they're getting pushback on the person they decided to cast as the evil queen for Snow White. Listen to this video and you be the judge.
See if you are my favorite evil queen.
Too.
Oh my God.
I'm also my favorite. We have so much.
Okay, it's a very short clip, and the audio is hard because you obviously hear someone talking over it. But I'll just kind of impersonate this for you. It's like, oh my gosh, It was a family that had gone to this wilderness lodge or whatever and encountered this performer. And they're like, whoa, that evil queen was without a doubt a man. And you can hear it, right? Play it one more time.
You are my favorite evil queen.
Too.
Oh, my God.
I'm also my favorite. We have so much.
Yeah, you can hear it, but you can also see it online.
That's true. If you were going to try to argue that the voice is not that of a man's, you're right. Go ahead and look at the image of Snow White, the evil queen, I should say. Why do we have to do this? I think that's what bothers me so much. It's like shoved down our throats. You know, like it's just everywhere.
I guess in the scope of things that are happening with this issue, I would choose that this battle not be fought. I would fight the battle about competition in sports. That's where I see the biggest problem. This one, I can't put too much energy in because I feel like it's just a different world we live in. But the sports thing bugs me to no end.
Yeah, I would agree that this is one of those situations with Disney World where I'm irritated. I'm frustrated that, I feel like you can't watch a kid's show without it somehow seeping in and all of this stuff. But I agree, the battle to be fought is going to be the sports, is going to be Title IX and the Biden administration rewriting the rules. I thank all the governors who are coming out and saying we're not complying. And I'm calling on Missouri's governor, Mike Parson, because we know J.B. Pritzker would never dare do such a thing in Illinois. But I'm calling on Mike Parson. You need to stand up. You need to join forces with the other governors across the country who are saying, I don't care what you've done. You can shove it. We're not going to comply with this. And tell all these school districts in Missouri, we're not doing this. We're not letting men pretend they're women and compete with women and erase essentially women's sports. So, all right. Wow. Today, you want to make sure that you are tuning in again to Brian Kilmeade, Annie Fry, Mark Reardon, because a lot is going to be happening today with these college campus protests and Trump back in trial in New York. Meanwhile, we are going to be back with you tomorrow morning starting at 5 o'clock. Have a great Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.